Listen, Dr. Masood Shah, I'm dictating. Patient's name is Betty Shelton, S-H-E-L-T-O-N, Betty, B-E-T-T-Y. Date of birth is... ...5-4-1934. Date of service... ...2-8-2024. Miss Shelton is a very pleasant 89-year-old female with history of breast cancer, status post chemo, radiation, and mastectomy, history of hypertension, hyperlipidemia, type 2 diabetes mellitus, history of TIA in the past, who was admitted to the hospital with confusion. Patient was Patient was also found to have some left-sided weakness. She was alert and oriented times one. Patient also had a fall. Not sure whether she had any loss of consciousness. She was brought to the emergency room. Patient had a head CT, which revealed a 1 centimeter acute subdural hematoma along the left interhemispheric falx. Neurosurgery was consulted and recommended admission to ICU for close monitoring, neuro checks, and monitoring of her blood pressure. She received DDAVP as she takes Plavix. Patient did require nicardipine drip as her blood pressure was elevated. Patient was being monitored closely. Her labs, hemoglobin was normal, electrolytes and kidney functions was unremarkable. As mentioned, CT of the cervical spine showed mild degenerative changes, no traumatic sequelae was seen. Patient was seen by neurosurgery as well as neurology. Patient had a repeat CAT scan done, which showed a stable hematoma in the subdural area. Patient was able to remember that she fell earlier today and did hit her head. She was able to pull herself up into the chair. She was not sure whether she was dizzy. Physical and occupational therapy were consulted. Patient was doing better. As mentioned, her hematoma was stable. She was subsequently discharged from the hospital and admitted to Wellbridge Rehabilitation Facility. At the present time, she states that she's feeling better. She denies any complaints of headache. She denies any complaints of neck pain. She does have chronic neck pain for which she does get injections. She denies any complaints of chest pain or shortness of breath, no palpitations, denies any nausea, no vomiting. She denies any diarrhea, no fever or chills, no other complaints. Past medical history has been significant for hypertension. Hyperlipidemia, anxiety, history of asthma, history of TIA slash CVA, history of diabetes mellitus type 2, history of torticollis/dystonia, history of endometriosis, history of COPD/emphysema, ocular migraine, history of invasive ductal carcinoma of the breast, left side, history of kidney stones, history of atrial fibrillation. Past surgical history has been significant for breast mass excision, cholecystectomy, eye surgery, hysterectomy, joint replacement, mastectomy, and total shoulder arthroplasty. Allergies: cortisone, sulfa, trimethoprim, amoxicillin, codeine, prednisone, and sulfamethoxazole/trimethoprim. Family history: history of breast cancer. Her brother had colon cancer. Her daughter had lung cancer. Social history: smoking, none. Alcohol, none. Current medications reviewed and as documented in EHR. Review of system: cardiovascular, no complaints of chest pain, denied any heaviness or pressure sensation, denied any palpitations. She denies any history of MI or coronary artery disease. She does have history of hypertension and hyperlipidemia. Respiratory system: denies any cough, denies any shortness of breath, denies any pain with deep inspiration. She does have history of COPD/emphysema. Gastrointestinal, no complaints of abdominal pain, denies any nausea, no vomiting, denies any diarrhea, no history of peptic ulcer disease. She does have history of gastroesophageal reflux disease. Genitourinary, she does have history of kidney stones, denies any urinary symptoms at the present time. Musculoskeletal, she does have history of arthritis, history of torticollis/dystonia, history of fall. Neurological, she does have history of TIA/CVA, no other complaints. All of the systems are reviewed and found to be negative. Physical examination. Physical examination, vital signs reviewed and as documented in EHR. HEENT examination was normal. Pupils were equal, round, and reactive to light. Exocular movements were intact. Neck was supple. No JVD, no lymphadenopathy, no carotid bruit, no thyromegaly. Heart SNS 2 was audible. Heart SNS 2 was audible. Regular rate and rhythm. Lungs was clear to auscultation, no rills, no wheezing, abdomen was soft, non-tender, ball sounds were positive, extremities no edema, neurological, patient awake and alert, oriented times 3, moving all 4 extremities, no focal deficit. Impression, number 1, fall, number 2, subdural hematoma, next history of TIA/CVA, next hypertension, next hyperlipidemia, next anxiety, next degenerative joint disease, next history of breast cancer, next COPD/emphysema, next type 2 diabetes mellitus, next GERD, next DJD. Pre-implant patient admit to Wellbridge Rehabilitation Facility. We'll continue current medications. We'll consult physical and occupational therapy as well as speech therapy. We'll monitor her progress. We'll continue current medications. We'll follow up on her progress. If she has any other symptoms or complaints, she'll let the nurses know or call the office, period. Next patient is Betty Larkin, L-A-R-K-I-N, Betty, B-E-T-T-Y. Date of birth is 11-7-1945. Date of service is 2-8-2024. Ms. Larkin is a very pleasant 78-year-old female with history of Parkinson's disease, history of chronic pain, neuropathy, history of anxiety/depression, history of tremors, history of endometrial cancer, fibromyalgia, osteoporosis, was admitted to the hospital. She was incoherent, and was found to have altered mental status. She denied any fever or chills. She was having some coughing. She was diagnosed with pneumonia and was admitted to the hospital for further evaluation and treatment. She was started on ceftriaxone and azithromycin, given frequent nebulized breathing treatments, was continued on other medications. She was gradually improving and doing better, but was significantly weak. She was subsequently discharged from the hospital and admitted to Wellbridge Rehabilitation Facility for rehabilitation. At the present time, she stated that she just feels weak. She does get short of breath in any activity. She denies any complaints of chest pain, heaviness or pressure sensation, denies any headaches, no blurring of vision, denies any nausea or vomiting, denies any diarrhea, no fever or chills, no other complaints. Past medical history has been significant for hypertension, hyperlipidemia, hypothyroidism, history of neuropathy, obesity, history of anxiety/depression, history of endometrial cancer, history of fibromyalgia and degenerative joint disease, history of GERD. Past surgical history has been significant for thyroidectomy, history of cataract surgery, history of tubal ligation, history of hysterectomy. Social history: smoking, none. Alcohol, none. Allergies to lorazepam. Family history: father had colon cancer, father also had dementia, mother had diabetes mellitus, and mother had stroke as well as osteoporosis. Your system, cardiovascular, no complaints of chest pain, denied any heaviness or pressure sensation, does complaints of shortness of breath. She denies any history of MI or coronary artery disease. She does have history of hypertension and hyperlipidemia. Respiratory, she does complaints of some shortness of breath, also have occasional cough. She denies any pain with deep inspiration, denies any history of asthma or emphysema. Gastrointestinal, no complaints of abdominal pain. She does complaints of gastroesophageal reflux disease as well as heartburn. She denies any diarrhea. She denies any nausea or vomiting. Denied to urinary. No complaints. Neurological. Does complaints of feeling tired and fatigued. No history of TIA or TVA. Denies any history of seizures. No focal weakness in the arms or legs.
Musculoskeletal. She does complaints of joint pains. History of back pain. History of arthritis. Neurological. All other systems were reviewed and found to be negative. Physical examination, vital signs reviewed and as documented in EHR, HEENT examination was normal. People's vehicle ran unreactive to light. Axonal movements were intact. Neck was supple. No JVD, no lymphadenopathy. Heart SNS2 was audible. Regular rate and rhythm. Lungs was decreased. Breath sounds in the basses. No wheezing. Abdomen was soft, non-tender, ball sounds were positive, extremities, no edema, pulses bilaterally symmetrical, neurological examination, awake and alert, oriented time 3, no focal deficits, moving all four extremities. Impression, number 1, pneumonia, next, deconditioning, next, history of altered mental status, next, history of Parkinson's disease, history of chronic pain, next history of anxiety/depression, hypertension, next hyperlipidemia, next degenerative joint disease, next GERD, next history of endometriosis, next history of endometrial cancer, Next GRD, next DJD. Treatment plan patients admitted to Wellbridge Rehabilitation Facility will continue current medications, will continue on antibiotic, incentive spirometry is recommended, will consult physical and occupational therapy, encourage her to eat better, drink enough fluids, will monitor her progress, will follow up on her progress. If she has any other symptoms or complaints, she'll let the nurses know or call the office, period. End of dictation. Next patient. Is Sharon Klein, CLINE, Sharon, SHARON, date of birth is 2/21/1941, date of service is 2/13/2024. Ms. Klein is a very pleasant 82-year-old female with history of rheumatoid arthritis, history of Sjogren's syndrome, hypertension, hyperlipidemia, history of coronary artery disease, status post stent placement, history of fibromyalgia, anxiety slash depression, history of restless leg syndrome, history of Raynaud's disease, history of paroxysmal atrial fibrillation, history of monoclonal gammopathy of undetermined significance, and history of prior CVA with residual deficit and left-sided weakness. Was admitted to the hospital after she suffered a fall. She had a mechanical fall. Her son did call EMS and she was brought to the hospital. Patient's son did notice that she had slurred speech. She was also experiencing some headache and some left blurring of vision. Patient was seen in the emergency room, was afebrile and hemodynamically stable. Her blood pressure was elevated. Troponins were negative. Chest x-ray showed no lung consolidation or pulmonary edema, no effusion. CT of the spine showed no acute findings. CT NG of the head and neck showed complete occlusion of the right ICA, beginning at the right carotid bulb, severe stenosis of the distal M1 segment of the right MCA, and less than 50% stenosis of the left carotid bulb, moderate stenosis of the origin of the right vertebral artery. There was also a 2 cm left thyroid nodule. Patient was admitted to the hospital, was being monitored, neuro checks were being done, neurology was consulted. MRI brain showed an acute right MCA distribution infarction without hemorrhage. Patient was not a candidate for the TPA. No neuro intervention per neuro. Echocardiogram done showed an EF of 68% with no change from before. She was on 2.5 milligrams of Eliquis. She was switched to Coumadin. Patient is otherwise doing better. She was significantly weak. She had difficulty with ambulation. She was discharged from the hospital and admitted to Wellbridge Rehabilitation for further evaluation for rehabilitation. At the present time, she's laying in her bed. She does complain of pain in her back as well as her side. She does denies any complaints of chest pain, heaviness or pressure sensation. Denies any headaches. Denies any complaints of any nausea or vomiting. Denies any abdominal pain. She does have had a fall and complaining of pain in her left hand. No other complaints. Past medical history. Had been significant for 8-year-old fibrillation, history of coronary artery disease, history of depression, anxiety, fibromyalgia, Sjogren's syndrome, Raynaud's disease, rheumatoid arthritis, hypertension, hyperlipidemia, degenerative joint disease, gastroesophageal reflux disease, fibromyalgia. Past surgical history has been significant for appendectomy, coronary cardiac catheterization and stent placement, history of nasal surgery. Social history, smoking. None, alcohol, none. Allergies. To amoxicillin, sevdenil, celecoxib, clindamycin, erythromycin, nifedipine, prasugrel, pravastatin, sildenafil, rofecoxib, tetracycline, tramadol, venlafaxine, beta-adrenergic blockers, gluten, adenosine, and tricyclic antidepressants. Review of system. Cardiovascular, no complaints of chest pain, denies any heaviness or pressure sensation. She does have history of coronary artery disease, status post stent placements, history of hypertension as well as hyperlipidemia. Respiratory system, she denies any cough, denies any shortness of breath, denies any pain with deep inspiration, denies any history of asthma or emphysema. Gastrointestinal, no complaints of abdominal pain, denies any nausea, no vomiting. She does have history of gastroesophageal reflux disease. Musculoskeletal, she does complain of joint pains, history of arthritis, history of rheumatoid arthritis, as well as Raynaud's disease and Sjogren's syndrome. Neurological, she does have history of CVA with left-sided weakness, history of fall. Denies any history of seizures. All other systems were reviewed and found to be negative. Physical examination, vital signs reviewed and as documented in EHR, HENT examination was normal. Pupils were equal, round and reactive to light. Extraocular movements were intact. Neck was supple. No JVD, no lymphadenopathy. Heart SNS2 was audible. Systolic murmur grade 1 to 2, slash 6 left and bottom was audible. Irregular rhythm, lungs diminished breath sounds in the basses, no wheezing, no rails, abdomen was soft, non-tender, all sounds were positive, extremities, no edema, skin and discoloration due to med reaction. Neurological, patient is awake and alert, left-sided weakness. Impression. Number one, fall. Next,
history of TIA/TVA. Next, hypertension. Next, hyperlipidemia. Next, Raynaud's disease. Next, history of Sjogren's syndrome. Next, rheumatoid arthritis. Next, history of coronary artery disease. Status post stent placement. Next, hypertension. Next, hyperlipidemia. Next, degenerative joint disease.
Next, depression. Next, anxiety. Next is meningioma. Next, monoclonal gammopathy of unknown significance. Next, sleep apnea. Trinplan. Patient is admitted to Wellbridge Rehabilitation Facility. Will continue current medication. She has been complaining of pain. She will start her on hydrocodone. Continue other medications. Physical and occupational therapy would be consulted. Will monitor her progress. Will follow up on her workup. She will monitor her PTINR. Code status was discussed, but she was not sure. Family was present. They will decide and let us know. If she has any other symptoms or complaints, she'll let the nurses know or call the office. Period. End of dictation.